Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a special early episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I am broadcasting this show early because I'm going to be on vacation the last week in June, and I wanted you to have this information about the astrology of the week. So, better to do it early, right? We're going to have a show starting in July. I'm going to have two shows a week. And that's because of how big this summer is, because there is a lot coming up internally, externally, in our lives, in our world, and I feel motivated that doing a second weekly show is going to be supportive of you individually as well as everyone who connects with the energy of this information. So I'm excited to be doing that. I believe it will be on Mondays. So I'll keep you posted. But yes, a second show. And if you are listening to this through a subscription on a podcast provider, please make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss these new episodes. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to my new listeners on YouTube. It's so great to connect with new people. Your energy is awesome. Your comments, your likes, and subscribes, all appreciated. And I'm happy that I can now be sharing this information on YouTube. So thank you all. Thank you all. And on that note, I have to tell you about yourselves because I am so grateful and amazed by the incredible people I get to connect with through this work. I mean, whether it's through your emails or your one-on-one sessions or one of the courses that you take with me, I am so grateful for you. Please know that the people who listen to this show are awake and conscious and alive and aware. And I think it's amazing to hear that we are everywhere, okay? Like, I've spoken with many of you. You are in corporate jobs. You are in accounting. You are in banking. You are in entertainment. You are in hair salons. You are working as moms. You are working in health services industries. You are working in education. There are people literally all over the world who understand this stuff. But we don't know that. Like, you wouldn't go to the bank and think that your teller listens to astrology, right? Or you wouldn't go, out into the world to maybe a restaurant or whomever you interact with and think, oh, they're probably a light worker. But we are everywhere. And I want you to know that. I want you to, like, feel into that even though we don't always know who each other is, we are everywhere. And I've connected with so many of you, throughout the world, almost every continent, many countries around the world. And this is exciting, my friends, because most of the show is about astrology, as you know, and it's the time of astrology. The astrology says it's the time of astrology. It's the time that people are being drawn into understanding themselves first. That's typically why people come to this topic, right? You want to know what's going on in your world. Why do I feel this way? How do I understand this? What does this challenge mean? How long is it going to last? That's typically why people first come to the topic. But then you stay because you feel a resonance with the information that to the mind can be confusing. That's why there's so many skeptics out there. You know, it's easy to be skeptical. It's really easy to be skeptical. But the more that you pay attention and make these connections, you see how the messages line up and how there's a lot of information here for you to understand yourself, your past, your life, and so much more. So it's an exciting time to be learning astrology, for you to be your own astrologer for your life, and to own that in yourself. And I wanted to give that shout out because, again, I just love that so many of us are connecting and connected through this topic and even through this podcast. And I wanted you to know that you're connected with so many other people of like mind, of high vibes, and it's wonderful to feel into that, to know that you're part of that. Now, the other thing I want to share on this topic is a beautiful message that I've posted a few times on social media throughout the years, And it's one that I keep returning to because it has such wisdom. And I'm going to read this poem to you now. It is by the Hopi Nation, which is a tribe in Arizona. That's H-O-P-I. And this is credited to one of the Hopi elders. And it's called "We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For." It goes, "You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relationship? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader." Then the elder clasped his hands together, smiled, and said, "This could be a good time." And he continued to say, "There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say, we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you, who is in the river with you, and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time for the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from you, from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for." So again, that's from the Hopi Nation. Powerful, wonderful prayer. It was actually spoken, it's documented as being spoken back in the year 2000. So it is one that is timeless and is full of reminders of when you think it's the 11th hour, it's really the hour. It's time. It's now. We are here for this. We are here to participate, to contribute, to be flowing in that river, and to know that you're not alone in it. So I wanted to give that to you so that you could feel that and sense that. I did post it on my Facebook page to share. And please know that you're not alone in that river. And we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. Because we're all in these human suits, playing a role for humanity, evolving ourselves individually and collectively. And that's what this time is about. And that's why you're here, and that's why I'm here. And when we can offer, when we can tune into that again, that sense of purpose and mission, it can help us move through the stuff that's tougher and hard, where the struggle is, right? So that's why in the poem it says, "Remove struggle." Because remember why you're here. Remember that it's bigger than the current struggles, of which there are always struggles and of which there will be more. But we're here to be in this river and to keep the flow of life moving through us and to keep the flow of humanity moving forward. So a very sincere namaste to you as we continue down this river. And on that note, we are approaching a full moon in Capricorn on June 27th. It is at 6 degrees of Cappy, and it is quite a full moon. The full moons are always the opposition between the sun and the moon, and they reveal what was initiated or started back at the last new moon. And so this full moon is happening 2 weeks after the last new moon, and it is a checking in point. Every Capricorn new moon, we just have one a year, is a time for you to check in with yourself and where you are now versus where you were at the beginning of the year when the sun was in Capricorn and we were starting 2018. And most people begin the year with their intentions or a keyword. They begin with something to their goal for the year, and that's Capricorn. It's our goals. Where are we going? What's the direction? And the full moon in Capricorn is your checking in point with that. And typically, you could, I say typically because what happens is that we have more come up in the first half of the year that we, of course, didn't anticipate or didn't always plan for. And so at this checking in point, you're looking at, are my intentions for 2018 still on track? Are they still in alignment with who I am and what I'm about? Did they serve a purpose for a few months and now I need to change track? Do I need to make a readjustment here? So this full moon is you checking in with yourself. In your natal chart, you would look at where 6 degrees of Capricorn is for that full moon illumination. Full moons are big light in the sky, and it shows you the light of the moon, but it, because it's the moon and not the sunlight, it's moonlight, you see things differently, and you see a different shadow, or it casts a different glow. You see something that you didn't see in the sunlight, and so that's what the full moon does for us, is we see what we didn't see before, and we can understand more at what's happening either within us or around us. Every full moon is ultimately a balancing of energies. And so where are you at in the middle of 2018? What has the beginning of this year shown you or brought to you? And where do you have to readjust your path accordingly for the next half of the year? And this full moon has tension in it. It really does, because the full moon is squaring Chiron. Now, Chiron in Aries is at 2 degrees, and this is squaring the sun, it's squaring the moon, and it's squaring Saturn. Chiron just newly entered Aries in the middle of April, and it is the beginning of the zodiac. It is a new beginning point in your self-identity. And that's what Aries energy is. It says, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. It's the beginning point of one's sense of self. And so when Chiron is moving very slowly through a new energy field, he's sorting things out, because Chiron is the vulnerable aspects of self, the parts of ourselves that question before we answer. So, for example, in Aries, typically you would say, I am this. But Chiron says, who am I? Am I this? Am I this person? Is this what I identify with? So we're all going through this realignment of self and who you are now. It looks different than last year. It looks different than what maybe you planned. Chiron is revealing new parts of yourself that perhaps you didn't see before, even new vulnerabilities, new things that you didn't claim, new parts of your own energy that you didn't claim before. And there can be a discomfort or a lack of confidence at first. It won't stay that way, but that is how it comes up. And so we're going through some aspect of our energy right now that's questioning ourselves. And this is a very, depending where Aries is in your chart, it might be very personal and private, or it might feel that it's coming through other people or through your work or your friends. This is the energy of figuring out, who am I now, and am I comfortable in my own skin. And I always get the image of the newborn deer trying to get strong on its legs. That would be a good way to imagine this Chiron in Aries energy. It's like, can I stand up on my own? This is new. How do I get stable? How do I find my strength? So we are each, there's a part of us that's feeling it, that new sense of self. Now, you're going to feel it the most if you have planets or points in the 0 to 2 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. These are the points that are being hit the most right now, this new sense of self, this new sense of who am I? Am I confident in these new areas of me? So this energy is squaring the sun in Capricorn, the sun in Cancer, which is how you feel, and what you need to feel comfortable in your environment. The Cancer energy is about our feminine energies, our feminine self, our emotions, our ability to express how we feel and feel safe in doing so. And where we go for privacy, to retreat from the world, to take a break from life. Cancer is a private sign, but it does so with the intention to refuel as well. Then we have the moon in Capricorn at 6 degrees conjunct Saturn in Capricorn. So this lunation, this full moon, has a very heavy Capricorn energy that is a reality check. And it could feel like that reality check, maybe there's some bruising there, which is the Chiron in Aries. It feels a little insecure, or you're missing the confidence that you thought you had or you've always known. It could be that there's a part of you that's fighting for control. And that's the ego energy of Aries, where you're fighting to be in charge of this. Like, I'm the leader here, except there's all this other stuff going on and I don't feel very confident or that I'm in control, quote unquote, as I'm used to being. So there's a sense of unease at the full moon. But ultimately, we're meant to look at the energies of Capricorn for stability. With the moon conjunct Saturn in Capricorn, it's such a strong energy of the responsibility, the duty, the mature adult, the part of you that can just accept what is and not be too hard on yourself and not go into the emotional undertows or the insecurities or the emotional depths. It's accepting, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. This is where I'm at. It is what it is. Keep going. Keep going. On YouTube, I have put up for you a full moon in Capricorn teaching video where I go through the chart of this full moon. And the title of it is How Self-Mastery is Your Divine Power, as well as chop wood, carry water, right? The basics of life. Just focus on the details. Focus on what you need to do here, the end of June, to just take care of the details, to just cover the basics, knowing that as you do those, you will get further along your path. You will keep moving. It's just this checking in time of, this is where I'm at. I have to tend to these responsibilities. I have to take care of this. To not feel too hard on yourself, this energy of the full moon does have that, it has an area of discouragement to it. To take steps back so you don't go into the discouragement or you don't feel pulled into that. Because the weight of the world can be heavy. And then when you put that on yourself, and your own self-expectations, and you say, I thought I'd be further along by now. I mean, just raise your hand if there's an area of your life where you're like, I thought I'd be further along by now. I just want to say that I think we can all relate to that. Maybe it's one area of life for you. Maybe it's every area of life. Maybe, you know, and that's completely appropriate too, where you thought, I thought I'd be at a different place by now in my life. Well, the Capricorn energy is the reality check, but it's also the keep going. Because Cappy has strength and fortitude and endurance. It doesn't give up. It doesn't give in. It stays the course. It keeps going. And it really is that energy, well, I'm just going to put on my big girl panties and keep going. Like, it does have that sense of, we do it for ourselves. So what are you doing for yourself right now that keeps you in alignment with who you are, keeps you focused and motivated without taking it personally, without feeling that it's something you're struggling with, and it's just accepting what is. And that would be a great way to look at this full moon. You're accepting what is. What is? What's coming through right now is to tell you that I did hire support for my business, and I'm so grateful because that's what I needed was I need like 18 people to help with everything I have going on. But I'm grateful to have support and to have that now because I thought I'd be further along with some things. You know, that's what's coming up for me. And in Capricorn, it is our profession, our career, what we are, you know, wanting to get done and achieve. And so, you know, I do this too where it's checking in with myself and just saying, okay, this week I did the best I could with everything that was going on. So tell that to yourself because we have to give ourselves those own messages. And this full moon is asking you to acknowledge where you're at with a sense of, okay, this is good. It is what it is. I'm going to keep going. This is what it is. The moon conjunct Saturn is where that discouragement, defeat, and depression can come in. So it could be really helpful on the full moon, June 27th, to plan something that makes you happy. It's your favorite meal. It's going to see a movie. It's going to do something that feels good and keeps you detached, okay, so that you're not feeling the weight of the world. You're just taking a break and coming, and then you'll come back into the world feeling stronger and more determined than ever. So that's what we've got here as one of the energies of the last week in June. Another energy is Mars stationing retrograde June 26th at 9 degrees of Aquarius. Mars stations retrograde once every 2 years. And is going to stay retrograde until the 26th of August, where he will voyage back to 28 degrees of Capricorn. So in your chart, he is going over the same territory three times, or hitting the same points. He is at 9 degrees, and he backs up his truck to 28 degrees of Cappy, and then he goes forward again until he passes out of the shadow zone, which is in mid-October. What this means is that from now until mid-October, Mars in Aquarius is really reworking the area of life that has to do with our communities, our groups, our friends, and our visions, our dreams of the bigger picture for humanity, how we're doing with that, how we're going about that, the ways that we are actively, you know, really getting out, getting something moving. And it's like, wait a minute, put on the brakes, let's review. Mars rules masculine energy and men. It rules the masculine energies within each of us because it is about the ego. And it rules sex, our desires, our passions, what we want, what we go for. and it is comfortable being active. So for Mars to go retrograde, he doesn't like that. He only wants to charge forward. So there's a discomfort with a Mars retrograde because that isn't his natural MO. And so he has to slam on the brakes and reverse his truck back up, and he can be impatient. And you could feel an impatience in yourself or with other people even. You could feel it as a frustration, as unacknowledged anger. You could feel it come up as something gets to you more than it normally would. It's interesting when Mars goes retrograde because it's working with our egos and our masculine energies. But as with everything, there's a divine purpose. And this retrograde period is actually a checking in point for where you're really headed for the long term. Now, because Mars goes all the way back to 28 degrees of Capricorn, again, it's this Capricorn energy that we're checking in with, which is how are you owning your authority, your self-mastery, your ability to create the structures in your life that support your goals, that support where you're headed. So we're going back to check on all that. I'm getting the image of one of those army vehicles that's going back to a supply warehouse to check on supplies, organization. What have we got here? Do I have everything I need? What are my resources? What is my strategy? It's like that kind of, I got to go back in and see what is there. Then Mars is going to go forward. And when he does that back into Aquarius, it's a recharge. It's a reset. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm headed. And maybe you thought you were going right, and now you're going to go a little bit more left. Or perhaps the dream or the ideal, which is Aquarian energy, the ideal is shifted. And there's something else you need to do that you didn't see before or that you forgot. What's interesting is how this energy is conjunct the South Node. And I have a YouTube video up about how it's all about soul contracts ending. So I don't want to repeat myself because I talk about that in that video, but soul contracts are ending. I'm getting the image of, you know, pieces of paper being burned up. Like, okay, you're free to go, right? Like you put it in the fire and you're released from the energy of that obligation to those people, to that circumstance, to that experience. There's something around being freed up as part of this Mars retrograde and being freed up responsibly is important because it isn't just an, okay, peace out, I'm out of here. Like it's not like you just flip everyone off. You drive away, even though that might be an urge this summer. This is a more of, okay, let me be very mature about this. Because Mars in Capricorn is that maturity of, let me just end this. Let me detach here with maturity, with awareness, with intelligence and discipline. There's a sense of constriction of you don't just say or do anything you want. You don't. You're realizing, okay, like I don't have to put a lot of energy towards whatever's ending. I want to save my energy for what's beginning. And so you're going to be beginning energies in the fall, September, October. You're going to feel it, and then by the middle of October, it's the strongest. So it's truly this regrouping and clearing out. And this only happens every 2 years, but the fact that it's going over the South Node is the big deal. That's really the deeper level stuff. That's the clearing out, the people and the gunk and the stuff and the things you forgot were even there. And the July 27th eclipse, lunar eclipse, is a huge kapow for clearing this stuff out because that is a full moon lunar eclipse conjunct Mars, conjunct the moon, conjunct the South Node. I'll have a separate show for you on that. More about the Kapow. It's at 4 degrees of Aquarius, wherever that is in your chart. And that's like, I mean, I just see a bonfire. Or no, actually what I see is it starts as a bonfire and then it's just gone. It's almost like, so the bonfire would be the sun in Leo for that eclipse and how everything just turns to smoke and dust and air, which would be the Aquarius energy. So we have some big completions this summer. That's also why I'm going to be doing 2 shows a week for you to help with this, to talk it through, to give you more healing energies and healing insights. That's going to be one of my key messages. So just know that this is a big time. It's not just you. And it's meant to keep moving us forward. Eclipses are about elevation and escalation, especially for what you're ready for next. So Mars retrograde is a big part of this, my friends. It's not just you. It's everyone. We're all going to be pissed off about something. True. Mars retrograde, you know, we're all pissed off about somebody else's ideas because Aquarius is ideas. And what we want community to be like, what we all want the world to be and how we do that, how we unite, you know, how we are the collective. And then with Mars, you just see, well, that's not the case. So I'm going to get pissed off because this person doesn't see it my way. They have a different ideal. So that's one area that we will be really feeling this is through the anger, protests, revolutions, rebellions. And that's been going on. In fact, I was just listening to some commentary about how Americans have protest fatigue, and I thought that was a little bit funny when you compare it to the French, because the French protest a lot, and it's actually great that Americans are protesting for once, like go, like to get out there and to really unite and to not just accept how things are. It's time to understand that the people can get angry. I mean, that's what this energy is too, like the people. The audience, the collective, what are we up in arms about or what needs to change for that new ideal? So these are not going to be fast answers, which Mars wants, but it's not going to be with this retrograde. And we're clearing things out in a very big way, a very big way. So again, that Mars retrograde, stations retrograde, June 26th. And that would be a day to just, you know, be very aware of how you feel and what you're picking up on in others and to take care of yourself and to watch the reactions, feeling provoked, any instigations. All of that comes up big time when Mars goes in reverse because he's not a happy dude when he has to go retrograde. So the end of June is when we're closing out the month, obviously, but it's also when we feel these shifts of things slowing down energetically. And on one hand, that can be welcomed, right, that there isn't the fast pace, go, go, go. But on the other hand, there could be a part of you that doesn't want to sludge through. And you might feel that too. I'm wondering if it's going to feel like a long, slow summer. And I don't know. I mean, we have 3 eclipses that also make it quite dynamic. So there's this interesting, this summer just has really interesting energies that I keep trying to summarize, and I don't know how to put it all together quite yet because of 8 planets in retrograde, but then 3 eclipses. And we normally just have 2 eclipses. So maybe it's the summer of, you know, dynamite, and make sure that the dynamite isn't you, isn't within you. Make sure that whatever is complete for you, you really feel okay releasing it and being energetically done with it. Energetically done, done, done. Now, I'm looking here at what else is going on. We have Neptune in retrograde at 16 degrees, Pluto in retrograde at 20 degrees. Saturn is retrograde at 5 degrees this week, and then Mars stations retrograde at 9 degrees of Aquarius. As we go into July, we're going to have Jupiter station direct on July 11th. And that's at 13 degrees of Scorpio. I'll be touching on that again in the July shows, but that is going to be the one planet that actually has gotten some things together and figured out and is ready to move forward. So wherever the middle degrees of Scorpio are for you in your chart is where you're going to feel that renewal of Jupiter optimism, confidence, faith in what you have been learning through the Scorpio underworld, through the Scorpio messages, the shadows, the fears, the things that we're really healing at an emotional core level. And so that is going to feel it as this turnaround of confidence, like you had all this stuff going within you, and now you're going to feel like you can get it out. Scorpio is transformation and metamorphosis. It's also purging. So the middle of July has that purging energy, because you're ready to begin again, something new. Like you're revitalized inside. It's an internal renovation. It's an internal makeover because of how Scorpio requires us to work at a deep level. So wherever that energy is in your chart, again, that's the middle degrees of Scorpio, this is where Jupiter is going to turn around and give you that boost, which will be great considering all the other planets that are in retrograde. Now also this first week in July, we have Chiron stationing retrograde on July, I think it's the 5th. Sorry, it was a little bit hard to see. July 5th at 2 degrees of Aries. So again, getting back to the analogy of the new deer standing on its legs, getting stronger, feeling out its body and who it is now, the retrograde is like this precious little deer saying, okay, I need to sit down now. I've been doing all this work to get stronger and build up my muscles, and now I need a break. So the retrograde is where we take the energy internally and we sit with things, with the questions that have been coming up, with what we've been feeling, with the sense of self that we're becoming comfortable in. Chiron stationing retrograde on July 5th is also where you're ready to take a break, to go slower, and this energy is going to go back to 27 degrees of Pisces until December 9th. So Chiron in retrograde is really asking us to look at where we have released and what more we need to release, what more is shifting and changing. I have a separate show for you on this back and forth between Chiron and Pisces to Chiron and Aries and then back and forth again, and what you're clearing out in this area of your life. And it's where we have to keep releasing stuff so we can begin again. And you, with the Chiron, we often feel the tears. It's hard. It feels emotionally hard, especially in Pisces, because we're feeling it at a sensitive level, a spiritual sensitive level. And so we're cleaning out anything that perhaps was a loss that you had to let go of. We're clearing out something that maybe caused pain. It's a part of you that you are complete with, but there could be a little few stragglers, if you will, of energies still there. So again, that is going back to 27 degrees of Chiron. And then going forward, stationing direct on December 9th. So we're going to start July maybe feeling softer and slower, ready for a vacation or a retreat, ready to just take a load off and look at what you can do for yourself on a daily basis. With the sun in Cancer, we do want to coast and float and glide and not feel the pressure and not feel forced. We want to find a way to simply enjoy the days, enjoy the moment, enjoy what is. And so give yourself time here as June ends and July begins to just be and to find where you can enjoy the best of right now, the best of your world and your life, and that can be simple and free, like taking a walk, or it can be more than that by, a vacation or going to the beach or doing something that you enjoy. But this is really, especially this year, it's really about a vacation of some sort, like that sense of I need a break to come back to myself, to check in with myself, to check in with who I am now, what matters to me, where am I at, what do I need? And the sun in Cancer is asking you, what do you need? And can you express that? Can you say it? Can you share it with those people that you trust? Can you open up and share what you need? This is also the energy of receiving. It's important that Cancer energy receives, that you can't be doing for everyone. You can't be everyone's mother. You can't be nurturing everyone but yourself. So there's a sense here of what do I need to fill up my own tank, to feel nurtured, to feel that I can really love myself at a deeper level. Okay, I'm getting the image now of Mary Magdalene as this embodiment of the feminine energy, the compassionate love, unconditional love, and really honoring that part that you need, those parts of you that need it. No matter what the world is now, no matter what is happening in your life or in your world, it's coming back to that. It's the energy of the Supreme Mother. For some people, this might have religious connotations, and I don't mean it that way. I mean it as a place where you're always safe. And I feel like we're meant to sink into that. What is that for you? A place where you're always safe. And so that might be a good message to sit with, to ponder as we move through the sun in Cancer. And also at the higher levels of consciousness, you understand that you are safe for being here, and how do you connect with that feeling within yourself? So I think I'm going to leave it at that for this show. Thank you so much for joining me. Also on YouTube, I just uploaded a bunch of videos about your rising sign. If you want to learn more about what your rising sign means, the energy it puts out into the world, sometimes it is unconscious. In fact, for all of us, there is something unconscious about our ascendant energies that we're not aware of. So I hope these videos give you some insight on that. And until then, my friends, I will see you back here in July. And I look forward to connecting with you twice a week as we move through this big time and this big summer. You can find out more about me at ConsciousCoolChic.com, and I'll look forward to connecting with you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.